We are midway through Hanukkah. The Jewish festival of lights this year falls in the darkest time of a dark year. Days are short and the pandemic is worsening. But some cantors in Wisconsin have come to the rescue. They've been hosting virtual concerts of Hanukkah favorites, as Ma'ayan Silver of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
Light is the central theme of Hanukkah. Milwaukee cantor David Barash explains.
The story that many people know is that there was only enough oil for one day to keep the temple illuminated, and miraculously the oil lasted for 8 days.
The holiday commemorates the rededication of the Second Temple in Jerusalem, and people gather around the table at home, sing songs, light candles, and exchange gifts. This year, as they avoid synagogue or inviting over family, cantors around the country are stepping in with virtual Hanukkah concerts, like one tonight featuring about a dozen cantors from around Wisconsin, including Faith Steinsnyder and David Perper. Here they are talking about the original version of Ma'oz Tzur, a Hanukkah classic.
Well, the traditional Ashkenazic melody, it's so old, it's what, 500 years old, maybe 400 years old, would be Ma'oz Tzur Yeshuati Lechana Elisha Be'ach.
Ma'oz Tzur means Rock of Ages, and is about the Rock of Salvation that's been there for the Jews in every age.
It's on the candle box, right? The old box, so that people would remember whether they could sing. That would be something around every Jewish table. Or as my family would have sung it, perhaps, Ma'oz Tzur Yeshuati Lechana Elisha Be'ach.
Is that a Philadelphia thing?
But that's okay, too.
The Wisconsin cantors will be jointly performing a third version, sung separately and pieced together by a sound engineer. Perper says it's a good time for music that speaks to the soul.
To sing with our colleagues and to bring all those communities together, that's the great part. People are inviting their friends because we all need this.
Cantor David Barash agrees.
Judaism is built on community, to have services, to come together to do social action projects, whatever it is. We do this as a community. Most of our prayers are structured in the plural.
Barash is singing a song called Al Hanisim, a celebratory piece about the miracles of deliverance.
Al hanisim ve'al hapurkan ve'al hagvurot ve'al hatshuot ve'al hamechamot she'asita lavotenu bayamim ahem bazman hazeh.
Tonight, Barash says anyone can log on at 7 p.m. Central Time to hear the concert.
So it's bit.ly/cantors with a capital C, C-A-N-T-O-R-S, and then a capital F, F-R-I-E-N-D-S.
Barash says in a time of renewed adversity, this is one way the Jewish people are adapting. For NPR News, I'm Ma'ayan Silver in Milwaukee.